Are you ready to break some bones? Then let me get my niños and niñas. Let's add those señores and those señoritas. Let's not forget about the luchadores and luchadores. Because right now, here on the Trending Topics Network, I'm going to bring to you Lou Chat. Lou Chat is the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground, and I'm the host right here, Finn Fish, and this is the 65th installment of Lou Chat. And on this episode of Lou Chat, we're going to cover episode 13 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Breaker of Bones, and we have some more stuff for you. But you know, first we always got to check on how you guys are doing. So what's up? What do you mean you're already done with your Christmas shopping? Jeez, I'm barely even starting. But, you know, it's always the Christmas season. You're going to find a couple of deals here and there, especially for the item my son wants. He just wants a Nerf gun, so ain't nothing to find that. So recently, I had a ton of people asking me about Lucha Underground, mainly because I have a podcast and I wear my podcast t-shirts, which I'm still giving out. Or I wear the Lucha Underground t-shirt, and I'm like, okay, is that Mexican wrestling? Yes, it's Lucha Libre wrestling, but it's nothing like the WWE. And then I go, if you got a little bit of time, I will explain how Lucha Underground works. So I'm usually in line with a lot more wrestling fans when I go to some of these events, and they don't mind hearing what's this about. And I just explain to them, this is a TV show. Right off the bat, Lucha Underground is more of a TV show than a wrestling show. People actually die. And then they go, hold on. People die? And they go, yeah, they die. But not in the ring, because that's the next question. I go, and backstage events that happen, people die, and people get their hearts ripped out. And crazy things happen, but people do die in the show. But it's not the knowledge of the announcers or anyone in the stadium at the time, because it's just not there. Like, they don't commentate on what had happened. They don't know this happened. So it's a little bit different like that in regards to any other wrestling organization, where the commentators go, oh my gosh, someone just got beat up in the back. No one knows that had happened within the realm of Lucha Underground. Other thing about Lucha Underground, that it has seasons. So right now we're on a season 3, which goes 40 episodes. After those 40 episodes, they're going to take some time off and then come back with season 4, hopefully, because the tape is not up. But that's what happens in Lucha Underground. And another thing that you rarely ever see is actually men and women wrestling, intergender matches. It's like, hold on, that's not too outrageous. It's like, yeah, it is, because these matches are actually equal. They're actually on par. The women don't just get the hell kicked out of them. The women just don't interfere and they get power bombed out of nowhere. These women have full-fledged matches. These women hold titles that the men hold, and these women beat the main champions. So those are the three aspects I explain to people about Lucha Underground. And I go, Lucha Underground isn't just full of Mexican wrestlers. They have a guy named John Morrison. I imagine you heard of him from the WWE. His Johnny Mundo. And he is in there. And they have Rey Mysterio. And they named some of the stars that are in there. You know, Rey Mysterio is Mexican. But I explain about Marty the Moth being in Tough Enough. And I tell them about some of the black guys and what they're doing. And I bring the diversity of Lucha Underground into the sentences. Because with other companies, it is usually just the white characters that are running rapid. Primarily just WWE. But whatever on that one. So if you're having problems like me, not a problem, but people more asking you about, hey, what's up with this Lucha Underground? Should I watch it? Should I not? Just say, you know what? Check out an episode or two. Here's what's different. Don't expect it to be like WWE in these regards, but just going into it thinking more like a TV show than a wrestling show, and you should be all right with that. But now let's just hit some fighting music as we get into episode 13 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, titled Breaker of Bones. As we start this episode off with Van Vampiro running into Pentagon Dark in the weightlifting room, as Vampiro tries to tell Pentagon Dark, like, Eventually, everyone has to pay for their sins. These two start, you know, staring each other down, circling each other, and Vampire keeps speaking like, even if you make it out of here tonight, you still got hell to pay. Just because I'm not your master anymore, doesn't mean I have forgotten. Pentagon just stares, basically through Vampiro, hits him with the zero fear, and he walks off. Now, Matt Stryker and Eliza Dezico Vampiro welcome us to the temple. They run down the history between Pentagon, the Dark, and the Black Lotus Triad, and Melissa Santos is looking super sexy in this all-white outfit as she gives us our first lucha of the night. It is a Pentagon Dark taking on Doku, a member of the Black Lotus Triad. But in this way, it is a gauntlet match where Pentagon Dark has to face every member of the Black Lotus Triad. Even if he loses a match, he still has to continue until he fights all of them. I like the pacing of this match at the start. It's a slow pace. Doku starts to kick Pentagon, gets him into the corner. Doku is asking for Pentagon to come on and take her out, which I would, some Chinese food. But Pentagon hits a running dropkick that makes this chick just fly from one half of the ring to the other turnbuckle, and she just holding herself like, holy shit, did that hurt. But this is a very good match between the two. But we are going to just roll into the finish of this match as we see Doku hitting this well-placed spear on Pentagon Dark, just doubling him over. Doku is calling for an off-the-top rope elbow drop, which she hits with perfection. Now she goes for another one, this time Pentagon Dark catches her in an arm bar, flips that over into the arm breaker maneuver, snap, and the winner of the first lucha of the night, Pentagon Dark. They explain here, the referee has just called the match for Pentagon Dark because he has broken an arm, she cannot continue, so there you go. Now we go to commercial break, and out of commercial break, we see Jeremiah Crane working out. As Katrina steps into the weight room and like, it's a shame what happened to your little girlfriend, Ivelisse. She goes, yeah, but she'd be back in time to face you at Ultima Lucha 3. She goes, whatever, because you're not in love with Ivelisse. You're in love with me. Why else would you wear a piece of my stone? But I love another. And before Jeremiah Crane can speak any words, Ivelisse disappears. Now we are back in the ring with Pentagon Dark as he quotes a promo saying he doesn't care how many there are. He's going to break all their arms. And for Black Lotus, not only am I going to break your arm, I'm going to break you in two. And now time for our second lucha of the night. It is a Pentagon Dark taking on Yuri from the Black Lotus Triad. Yuri has just this pretty smile on her face. Even when she is getting kicked, just the pain in her face with this smile makes it look so sinister. But I like Yuri a lot. Yuri gives it to Pentagon Jr. You know, Pentagon Jr. just had to wrestle earlier, so he's slowing down just a little bit as Yuri is just really taking it to him in and out of the ring, whipping him around. Pentagon gets the upper hand with those signature chops he does to Yuri. Now he's going to whip Yuri into the other ring corner. Yuri reverses it. Pentagon Jr. is down in the corner. Yuri starts running in. Pentagon Dark lifts her up over the ropes. Yuri gets some separation from Pentagon Jr., ascends the top ropes, hits a picture-perfect Hurricane Rana. I'm talking about it. It was nice. Pentagon Dark is done on the mat. Yuri hits a couple of kicks as she gets back on the top rope to hit a double stomp, and it's 1-2, not enough, as Pentagon Dark kicks out. Now we're just going to roll into the finish of this match where we get Yuri getting some separation from Pentagon Dark after kicking him in the head. Yuri rushes into Pentagon Dark and hits a tilt-a-whirl DDT on Pentagon Dark. Yuri is calling for something as she just flails her arms out. She ascends the top rope, but Pentagon Jr. is on his feet. She jumps with a senton. Pentagon catches her perfectly for the package pile driver. This chick's face was awesome. She was hanging upside down, shaking her head. No, no, no. And yes, 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 she got delivered. Pentagon Dark spiked her into the ground with this package pile driver. Transitions over to the arm breaking maneuver. Snap, and your winner of the second lucha of the night is Pentagon Dark. Pentagon Dark is halfway through with his gauntlet match as we go to commercial break. And out of commercial break, we are in the warehouse where Matanza Cuarto is being held. And we see Matanza Cuarto punching the wall. Dario Cuarto goes, ooh, yes, good, good. That's going to be great because next week you're going to get your Lucha Underground world title back. Matanza shoots a stare at his brother and goes, no. Dario goes, what? You don't want the Lucha Underground title back? It's going to be easy. You know how easily you manhandled Mundo in Aztec Warfare 3? Matanza says, no. And then Dario goes, then what do you want? Matanza says, Mysterio. Dario Cuarto looks at the knuckles of Matanza that are bleeding. He looks over Matanza Cuarto's shoulder and sees a punched blood symbol of that question mark, of the Rey Mysterio sign, a question mark, and we see Dario Cuarto agreeing with Matanza. And now it's time for our third lucha of the night, as we got Pentagon Dark taking on Hiro Kiri, and Pentagon's just waiting on Hiro to make it down to the ring. Hiro sneaks up from behind with a big-time dropkick. They say she is the toughest of the triad members, and she looks like the toughest. She looks a lot more filled out. She's a little bit bigger than the rest. And this match approves it. This is a great match. We already know Pentagon Dark is a little bit tired, but this match was spectacular. These two threw each other anywhere and everywhere. This Hiro Kiri is a tough chick. She just ascends the top rope like it is nothing, jumping on Pentagon to the outside. They throw each other through the chairs on the at the ringside, throwing each other up the stairs. It was sick. One part, I'm not even going to break this out because this was awesome as hell, because I was there at Lucha Underground, one of the tapings. He launched Hiro Kiri just so far. She made it. Usually they don't make it that far. She's a little lighter. To the third row, and only reason she didn't go any farther is because there was a cement wall there. He launched her. They were in two different sections. They launched each other. Pentagon has these kicks. Hiro has this look on her face of just pure out meanness. I don't know why she's not the leader of this triad. This chick has, the whole triad has done more than Black Lotus has done in her whole damn time in Lucha Underground. Oh, she killed a couple people. But they got more ring time in this instant. And I just liked it. I never cared for Black Lotus. But this was a spectacular match. We even see, this is the best part of this match, we even see Hiro Kiri jumping off the Dario Cuarto's, his office onto Pentagon Dark. This is the match of the night. Go ahead and check this one out. Tell me what you think, because I thought this one was spectacular. But we're going to roll into the finish where we get Pentagon Dark lifting up Hiro Kiri for the package ball driver. Hiro Kiri reverses it, gets out of it, sets up Pentagon Dark for just like a Canadian destroyer. Bam! Hits it. 1, 2, 3. And your winner of the third lucha of the night, it is Hiro Kiri. And damn, she looks mean and pissed. She's not excited at all. But we got to roll on to our fourth and final lucha of the night. It is the laid out Pentagon Dark versus a Black Lotus. Black Lotus makes her way down to the ring with the other two members of the triad holding their arms as if they're broke. If they're broke, lady, your ass when it came to the ring. But nonetheless, we get her, them into the ring. Pentagon Dark is just out. He's still laid out from this devastating maneuver. The ref is checking on Pentagon Dark. Black Lotus is like, eh, I don't care. She kicks the ref out of the way, stomps on Pentagon Dark, and sets up Pentagon Dark for the arm breaking maneuver. Oh, she breaks his arm. Pentagon Dark is just laid out. He can't move. And who comes down? None other than Dragon Azteca Jr. Dragon Azteca Jr. takes his time getting to the ring. The Black Lotus Triad is staring down Dragon Azteca Jr. They exit the ring. Dragon Azteca Jr. takes his revenge on a Pentagon Dark by breaking his other arm. So, total, he has four arms. He get broken, two of Pentagon Jr.'s and two of the Black Lotus Tribe members. And that's the end of that. As we go into the final segment of the night, where we get Prince of Puma laying in the casket if he's sleeping, and we get Vampiro dressed up in some spooky costume saying, time to wake up, brother. Come follow me as we go off the air. And this is a great episode. This shows you that Pentagon Dark is not a superhero. He's not running through three, four people. He lost, and he got the shit beat out of him, in fact. And this is what one of the things I like about Lucha Underground. Okay, you can't believe that a woman can beat a man. How about four women? How about a guy that's been wrestling for an hour? He wrestled at least 30 minutes before he got to Hiro Kiri, and she gave it to him. She took it to him, and he was laid out. He's defeated. He is tired, and he lost. And I don't know about the last match. I guess it's just a draw. So he won two, lost one, and a no contest in the last one. Not sure. I guess she hit the ref, so it'd be a disqualification. So three out of four ain't bad, right? But like I was just telling people, you know, the man on women violence, if you don't believe that four trained ninja warrior women could beat the hell out of the ninja skeleton Pentagon Dark, who's not afraid to get pinned or beat by a woman. He's lost to Black Lotus Triad, but he has lost to Sexy Star. So, you know, this man ain't afraid to get his hands dirty and to take the pinfall here and there. And one more point I want to make about this episode of Lucha Underground is all the backstage stuff. Wasn't it great this week? So many stories intertwining and progressing. Man, I'm really digging now that Jeremiah was or is in love with Katrina because he still wears that stone. Does that stone give him special powers? What does Mil Mortis think of this? What does Eva Lise think of this? How about Matanza Cuarto wanting his hands on Rey Mysterio Jr., screaming out his name, not wanting to go back after the Lucha Underground world title, but going after the man who pinned him at an Aztec Warfare 3. What about the resurrection of Prince Puma from Vampiro? Looks like a evil combination there. And now that Dragon Azteca Jr. is back, who's he going to go after? The Black Lotus Tribe? He already took out Pentagon Dark by breaking his other arm. So many stories. I'm hearing here and there that Lucha Underground has way too many moving parts, but I like that. I like to be intrigued because maybe I was not feeling that feud or feeling something. And now that they add something new to it, it's like, oh, I'm a little bit more intrigued. And I really don't have to follow storylines I don't like. So it's not like I gotta watch a 3-hour show to figure out one storyline. They give me to that in that little vignette just to progress it enough to go, okay, I'm still not feeling it. Next time I see these fools, I might be fast forwarding it, especially if the show was 3 hours. And it looks like we're gonna have a nice short and sweet show this week because we ain't got no Lucha news. And Booker T, that fool ain't answering his phone, so I guess we'll try to hit him up next week. But if you want to talk, you can find me on Twitter. It is finfish, scu@gmail.com. you can send me an email to my Gmail account. It is finfishscu@gmail.com. If you want to send me a text, I have a chat line, which is 702-803-CHAT, 702-803-2428. But with that being said, I want to thank you for listening to a podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. I want to thank the five types of cool and the audience who's, trust me, she's working on some good interviews, and I can't wait to do those. If you have any suggestions, go ahead and hit me up. Anyone, everyone that's in Lucha, we can get them. Let me know who you want to hear from next. Maybe in particular order, because we could damn near get anyone with the help of the lovely Anna New Orleans. We want to thank my partner on What's On Fight, Mr. Fourth Row. We be holding it down on What's On Fight as we watch random shows on the Fight app and report them all back to you in podcast form, and other shows that are on the Trending Topics Network: NFL Easy Picks, European Uppercut, WrestleCast, and so much more. But like I'm saying, I'm so goddamn glad that you had wanted to chat. And shit, I'm glad that you had wanted to chat with me. And now that we luchare, Rariosa.
ショートを行ったり来たりの多いな道中、あいつも